Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Our reviews today come from Katie Bradshaw and Karen Warner from Anderson, Indiana.
I'm Katie Bradshaw from Anderson, Indiana. The book is I Love Dick by Chris Krause. It's hard to say the title without saying immediately after, "Oh no, it's not like that." Chris Krause's book, I Love Dick, might change your life. It might change your whole perception of yourself and your capabilities, of writing, of fiction, unless you hate it. This book made me feel like writing. It made me feel like what I felt like writing about was worth writing, like someone might be interested in what I had to say and how I felt like saying it. MIT Press summarizes the quote-unquote plot of the book this way. In 1994, a married, failed, independent filmmaker turning 40 falls in love with a well-known theorist and endeavors to seduce him with the help of her husband. But when the theorist refuses to answer her letters, the husband and wife continue the correspondence for each other instead, imagining the fling the wife wishes to have with Dick. What follows is a breathless pursuit that takes the woman across America and away from her husband and far beyond her original infatuation into a discovery of the transformative power of first-person narrative. I Love Dick as a manifesto for a new kind of feminist who isn't afraid to burn through her own narcissism in order to assume responsibility for herself and for all the injustice in the world. In I Love Dick, the act of writing him letters becomes less about having a communication with Dick or with her husband, and more for Chris about simply speaking. I also found that the letters become a powerful medium of communication between Chris and the reader. As a reader, I felt instead of being on the outside looking into her world, that I was on the inside, experiencing everything she was, almost thinking the same thoughts. It, for me, was a very new way of experiencing a book. Chris Krause founded the Semiotext Native Agents series to publish subjective fiction written mostly by women. Eileen Miles, a novelist and poet who has been part of the Native Agents series, said this of I Love Dick. Chris's ultimate achievement is philosophical. She's turned female abjection inside out and aimed it at a man. I Love Dick boldly suggests that Chris Krause's unswervingly attempted and felt female life is a total work, and it didn't kill her.
My name is Karen Warner from Anderson, Indiana. A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole is one of those books. It's given me so much entertainment in so few pages and tickled my funny bone with so much enthusiasm. Fans of New Orleans will relish the author's description of the seamy side of the French Quarter as seen through the blurry-eyed hero, Ignatius J. Riley. This modern-day Don Quixote is an overweight mama's boy who, due to an outrageous set of circumstances, is forced from the comfort of his bedroom into the harsh, workaday world. This is an unbearable affront to Ignatius, who looks down on the modern world with a jaundiced eye and eschews anything commercial as offenses against taste and decency. There's an endless parade of unforgettable characters. Miss Trixie, the senile assistant accountant at the Levi Pants Company, where Ignatius works as a file clerk, and Myrna Minkoff, an ex-college girlfriend and New York hippie who accuses Ignatius of being delusional and a failure in life. To prove to his lost love, Myrna, that he's a visionary and a man of courage, Ignatius leads a ragtag group of employees in protest for higher wages. His so-called crusade for Moorish dignity falls apart with an unsuccessful attack on the owner of the pants company. Ignatius finds himself not only enduring the scorn of his fellow employees, but booted out of his job. Ignatius's next job finds him pushing a hot dog cart dressed in a pirate costume. This venture would have proved more profitable if he didn't eat more hot dogs than he sold. There's endless twists and turns in the plot, but you get the drift. A Confederacy of Dunces is outlandish, ridiculous, and completely charming.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website at indianapublicradio.org for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.